Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Out of executive session, we have a motion that's still on the floor. Yes, Councilman Yates?
Yeah, I want to, I guess, untable my previous motion to rescind the breach of lawsuit, breach of trust lawsuit number, what was it,
3-2-3-7.
Yeah. 3-2-3-7.
Forgot. Is it, do we need to do a form of a motion on it, or just to go ahead and go back into it?
No, you just need to do another one to rescind it, a resolution.
Then a...
Going to need another second?
No, I mean a motion.
Yeah.
Can I use the first one?
Yeah, use the first one.
Then it's open to discussion. Any more discussion, let's call for the question.
Let's call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
I think that for us to do this at this particular time is unfair to our attorney, since we could not get to the office files to give him the information he needed in order to make an informed decision. So my answer is no.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Okay, what was the resolution? I'm voting to rescind.
Mm-hmm. You're voting?
No, I don't want to rescind it. No.
No.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, with that, I have down to the 2018 minute.
Wait a minute. We just voted to rescind the breach of trust?
Or right. Yes.
Yeah, we're not going to do it.
Okay, we're not going to do it.
Right.
Okay, I want to make sure. I'm about half sick today. I'm not up with the program here.
What a waste of attorney money.
Yeah, I agree. And that was something I'd like to talk about a second before we go into the next one.
Could I have it? I don't want to stay away from this, but go right ahead.
Okay. It's my understanding.
Ladies, you'll want to hear what's coming.
It's my understanding that for us to spend money, that we have to have a resolution to do so. So we say, for instance, we can have an attorney that represents us on things, but individual people cannot just decide that they have an issue, send up there, and spend money on it. Whenever we're going to, just like we've done on September 20th, to have this breach of trust lawsuit, we had the resolution when it passed at the time, and that's the way you go about spending the money. Prior to that, as I reported beforehand, before we'd ever had such a motion, somebody had called. I don't know who. I asked the chairman earlier if he'd been involved in it, or a month ago about it, whoever. But prior to even having that vote, somebody called and started the attorney working on stuff. And according to just the August and September bills, I don't have the October and November ones. But according to the August and September ones, prior to the September 20th, we spent nearly $3,200 on attorney fees on just somebody's word that and made the phone call and said start working on this, apparently, because he started working on it. So there was nearly $3,200 there. At least we went ahead and had a vote on that one. As I was looking through the to find out about that, how much money we'd spent, and I located these ones that was beforehand, I also ran into a whole bunch of other things. There was some kind of a drawdown issue on our $1 million. Somebody called him up and had him work on some claim, according to what I can read from the lawyer's notes there, because we never had a discussion on that I know of in here, that we were unable to draw our full million because somewhere or another the monies that we receive and goes into IIM account for the head rights was using the off balance, so we couldn't get our full million. I've never heard that discussed in the Minerals Council before. Nobody ever brought that to the rest of the council. If that person that called, and like I said, any more, It used to be, if you looked at the bills, they would say, you know, Councilwoman, Senator, Councilwoman Boone called, or Councilman.
Bless you.
Or Chairman Waller at times. But now they're not listing names, so I don't know who was made the calls, just a council, talking to a council person. Somebody had that idea that it was happening, just decided to call him, and we got better than $1,000 in that question that never came before us. When I got the August bill to start looking at that, you know, we all know that we have issues with the burying beetle, but at no point did I ever look, I remember a vote whereby we voted to give Tom Fredericks to start acting on any burying beetle things, because if we'd had a discussion within it, I would have, you know, would have said, okay, what are we going to do? Because there's the, you know, that's fish and wildlife, and we have to take specific actions with them. That's not the BIA. We don't interact with them every day. We would have had to initiate a tribal-to-tribal consult or something like that if we were going to need an attorney involved in it. Well, just going through August and September's beetle issues was $7,000. And we never voted to have him, and most of it was researching about the burying beetle and whether it was causing any problem. Well, I could have told him that for free, that it was a problem. Why did we need an attorney giving us $7,000 worth of research with no resolution to have that happen? And I suspect if we go back, and I wasn't even expecting to see these deals down here, that, you know, especially the one with the drawdown issue, we can't operate this way. We're spending money without any resolutions, and that's fraud in one way. Most certainly it is malfeasance on our part in terms of how we are conducting our business and spending the head right owner's money. So I just want some clarification on, for instance, I would like to know who called up and had him do money on this drawdown issue, whereby it was claimed within the deal that we were losing drawdown money because of our head right payments that we received.
I don't know who did it, but I'd like to know who called about the American beetle bug. I have no clue. Is that part of the EIS? I have no clue.
Yeah, it was outside of the EIS.
What I'm saying is, these people
at least in the buildings. All I know is what I've been reading in the buildings.
And these people, you know, they make requests of him to do things. They want to have input. Because they don't have any input with us, they call him. I don't know how many people call him all the time. My God, we even had Eddie Riddigal one time calling or something. I mean, there's all the time people calling him, and I don't know why he accepts the calls myself.
Well, I can tell you how we handled it before, and I've talked to the chairman about this. And how we handled it before, when we had council members or others calling and wanting to talk to our attorneys, is we told them that they weren't getting paid if they didn't have a resolution from us, and if they wanted to check on that, they could check with the chairman, and he would tell them whether or not they were authorized to pursue this matter, that there'd been a vote to pursue it. That's how we handled it. And lo and behold, suddenly we weren't being bothered anymore, because them attorneys aren't going to talk to them for free. Not going to talk to you for free. Not going to talk for me for free. They're going to pay. They're going to charge.
I did ask Everett something one day, that if we could use Dr. Evans out there to do the Enel case, to come up with the amount of monies that's supposed to come up to, you know, for, he
that's
asked
correct.
Me, he said, do it. And I said, okay.
So and specifically I did on Evans.
On Enel. Yeah, I did do that. I asked him to do that.
Okay.
Because, and I got his permission to do it. I don't just arbitrarily do what you all think I do.
Well, I'm just trying
I didn't
to
say
find
you
out.
Did.
I'm just trying to find out how we're getting into this position, spending these tens of thousands of dollars on things that we never voted on. And if we need to find a way to stop it. That's what I'm trying for.
Yes, Councilman Redcorn, thank you, sir.
Being employed at an oil company at one time, and I know Mr. Lynn has, And you, sir. And some of the private industry on my end.
I've locked dirt or you guys.
Mr. Crum, what?
Well, whatever.
Well, somebody's got it.
That was good.
But I will say this, we're trying to do a little calculation, $33 million we're pulling a year for our shareholders. You look back, I mean, we had to wrestle hard to get Bill in the door. And we got two secretaries. And we got a dynamic attorney. I don't know any other organization that's pulling $33 million in a year for their revenue, for their folks, and just wing it without an attorney. So that my comments is, yeah, maybe we need to button up the conversations, but we won huge lawsuits, federal lawsuits. Chairman, I heard you say it out of your mouth. Three federal lawsuits we have won, and you're the chairman. We couldn't have done it without this gentleman. Now, you know, I think it's, yeah, I agree with Mr. Crum. Let's clean up the process. But, you know, we now have a director. My view is let the office execute what we decide and let the decisions fall into our office and let them handle it. These ladies here, they're not executive administrator people. They're a lot higher than that. We need to pay them and get them up to what their skill level is. We're not being responsible. We're not acting like a $33 million revenue a year organization. We need to get there, pay our people, bump them up, give them good salaries, and then let the ship be driven by our director, and then we cease fire after our monthly meetings. We might even need to take a pay cut. We make 30, I guess, thousands, and we don't need that. Let's make 15. We should be just meeting twice a month. Maybe just meeting pay.
I don't know, but this
thing's kind of blown up into where it shouldn't be.
I only take half right now, so.
I think let's clean the house. I'm glad we got Bill, who's 30 years in as a professional in oil and gas business. Now we're back to where we were in six. I said this back. You were on there, Ms. Boone, when we slashed the salary. We went from 47,000.
Yeah, we didn't cut it in half. We went from 42,000 to 30,000. We didn't cut it in half.
I thought we cut it in half. I thought we was out of 24,000.
It was 42,000.
But we did cut it.
We cut it, yeah.
So the other comment I have is we reached out to Congress. Maybe they need to cut their salary. But we're making way too much money. I think we ought to cut our salary. And Chairman, you don't make enough money to sail this office. It's got to come out of our salary personnel. We got too much of this communication going on around the vote of the Mineral Council. That's been our biggest hurdle these last 3 years. I think we can clean it up, but communicating with Tom, we can set that up, but we got to have leadership from the top, and we need to empower our staff, give them the salaries they need, and let Mr. Lynn run the execute, and he can communicate with our attorneys. We don't need to, he can, and he can communicate back and forth to us to ensure we understand what he's saying, and then, you know, same with the leases. He needs to communicate with these people, with the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This communicating here, there, that's what's causing all our problems. And now we're going to duke out in public over the newspapers. We got to clean this up. We're just meeting once a month or twice a month. Let's let this organization reflect that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Council.
Well, I certainly agree with trying to utilize our director more. But we have a fiscal responsibility on our own to
have resolutions on the money we're spending and on the direction that we're doing the attorneys. We need to have the vote that he's, before we spend any money on attorneys, whether it be Tom Fredericks or any of the rest of them we have, about which attorney we're going to have, what his project is going to be, and then have some discussion about what our expectations are for the cost and the likely outcome. This is part of what the councilman talked about before, was that before we had that vote to have the lawsuit on the breach of trust, I brought it up at the time. We never, whenever I have one, we have a little talk about what our chance of our outcome is and what the cost of litigation is and the chance of it being successful. We didn't have that before that. But to a point, I'm trying to agree with him up to a point, but it's still the council's responsibility to make the decisions. And if we're going to give him more power, we need to make sure that we discuss it in here, whoever the council people are, discuss it in here, give him plain correction on what projects we want him to work on and what we're hoping, the direction we're wishing to go, and then we can use him more. But this just being able to call up and ask questions, and somebody called up and asked way before we did a breach of trust deal, Councilman Irwin, I assume it was you talking to him when we run up the 3100 before, or 3200, before we even had a vote. Somebody had to tell him to do that. He didn't just start spending the money on that out of the blue. So,
is my name on it?
No, we made sure that they don't have. Well, they could be. Maybe I'll go back and look. There were a few names once in a while.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But while we're talking about stuff, you're talking about money. Twice, I know you people in here have moved money without resolutions. Now, you better be a little bit more picky about who you're going to start pointing fingers at doing what.
Move money?
Yes, sir. Money was moved.
You have to explain.
Without doing a resolution.
Councilwoman Bean.
When Mr. Crone was talking about all these extra expenses and who's calling who and who's doing what, I had the same concerns on the second Minerals Council. At that time, we had Aiken and Gump, and he was charging us $600 an hour. And whenever I brought it up to the chairman at that time, was Andrew Yates, why is Galen Crone calling all the time, it's Galen Crone, Galen Crone, Galen Crone. And the response from the chairman was, well, he can call him if he wants to. Now, the chairman having said that, I did call an attorney and I did ask him about that. And the attorney told me, you're entitled to legal representation. If you want to call your attorney to ask them any questions, you are legally entitled to do that. Now, if there's a bunch of breach of trust charges on there that we were charged for that before a resolution even came about, maybe it was somebody here talking to him about what the possibilities would be for us to do that. That would require a legal opinion, whether we could or couldn't.
Can I respond?
Please.
I agree with Councilman Crum. Whenever I was chairman, I gave the lawyers the same direction. If it's not a council-supported question, then you won't get paid. And so whatever Councilman Crum was discussing, it was probably a council-supported issue that we had voted and decided to pursue.
Well, I wasn't griping because Galen Crum was calling all the time and you weren't, or I wasn't, or Melvin wasn't. That wasn't the issue. It wasn't a question of who's calling.
The issue was that a lot of council people were calling on their own personal business, using these lawyers as their own, which they weren't. They're the council's lawyers.
Well, I can say that I have never called
questions.
Any attorney during my 14 or 15 years of service. I have never called one of the council attorneys to talk about my private business. As you recall, when you and Galen wanted me expunged from the office, I hired my own freaking attorney. I didn't go to the council's attorney to say, oh, represent me, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, they're picking on me. No, I paid money out of my pocket for my attorney to come in here and set the record straight over who could be refrained from coming to the office and who couldn't. And it was determined that you guys couldn't keep me from coming to the office.
And what was that issue over?
You wanted me, you didn't want me to come to the office.
Why?
But why?
Well, I don't know. You guys made the resolution. You tell me.
Counsel.
I do remember quite well. Hostile workplace environment.
That's what you claim, but it was not a hostile workplace because
I didn't have worded correctly.
You don't work for them.
A little ugly.
And if they don't like the environment, they need to move on.
We had several move on.
Yes, we did. But you know what? During the last five people that left, it wasn't because of me.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm done.
Counsel.
I brought this attention, this came to my attention the last couple of weeks, that how we were doing this. I didn't really go through the bills before on that. Back to her deal, I was always assigned to a project that I was working on. We were talking about them, we were trying to stop the wind farms, and I was continuing on, and I'd been directed, and we talked about it within the meetings. But back to I brought this up. We need to have something that happens on it. We've discussed it. I throwed it out there. Next meeting, I will have a resolution to deal with this. And what I have in mind to say is if the attorneys be instructed that if anybody calls them up on a matter that hasn't been approved by the council, that they not talk to them, they not bill us for it, and that they can check through that. Through the chairman or ask for the resolution. And if somebody continues to call, well, then it's their bill.
Well, may I make a suggestion?
Hang on, okay? Let them get done.
So I'd like to be done with this. All I wanted to do, I jumped this in the agenda, and what I wanted to do was bring it up, but I knew there wasn't going to be a complete resolution to it at the time, but there will be one next month.
Counsel.
There needs to be something in there that he needs to be instructed not to take any phone calls from anybody that calls up there. These annuitants think because he's our attorney that they're his attorney, and that's not true. He's our attorney. He doesn't belong to the annuitants, and they call up there all the time. You just can't believe the people that call up there. Well, when he takes time to talk to them, we get billed for it. He needs to be instructed not to take those calls.
I
can think of one in particular that calls all the time.
So,
counsel, anything else to add?
We're together.
Like to move on?
Is there anything else?
I told you. What else?
Stop. We can finish out over our 2018 meeting dates. We have reviewed those. Those have already been changed to just like we're doing today, but actually from last Thursday's meeting, because of Friday was on Veterans Day, that adjustment's already been made on this list. Is that correct? Yeah. Do we need a vote on this to approve it? Okay. Can you tell me where it's at?
Section 10.
Section 10. Thank you, brother. I got it. Good man. I have a motion on the floor by Second Chair Council Redcorn. I need a second.
I'll second it.
I have a second by Councilman Yates on the Osage Minerals Council's 2018 meeting dates. I don't think there'll be much more discussion. Let's call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Who made the motion and seconded
it again? It is motion by Second Chair and then seconded by Councilman Yates. That's right.
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Committee reports. Yes, Council.
I got one item, Education Committee. The scholarship's coming up pretty quick. If I somehow get in the media, that it needs to be.
You put it in the
newsletter and the media with the Osage Nation or the
website.
However you've done it before, the website.
Too daunting.
Because we didn't get much of a response last time, and Oh, you did do something, didn't you?
Amy.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, did you want to do it on January 1st again or move it back to February 1st? Because we thought that would have
right.
people apply.
Right. What?
February 1st.
What do you think?
That's good.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you.
You know, you've been in school a lot.
I just think that would help. I'll do that.
A little
okay.
sooner than her. It's been a long time.
Wait a second. Yes. Lacey.
That's,
hey, they're throwing your school away, man.
I know. I see that.
We better go back and get us a brick. Did you keep your crown on? I went to his graduation. That's where everything went wrong with
him. Yeah.
Oh, I had to tell my wife, that's your brother. I was with your brother.
Yeah.
That was a bad year for us.
Yeah.
Lacey, is there anything you need to add on it?
I need to ask a question.
I'll see you in that moment.
No.
Okay. Council.
Mine might be hers. February, it just dawned on me, is after the semester has started, and what we're awarding it for is for the spring semester. These people may wish to know before they start, before they pay for the books, before they've done all that other stuff, whether they're getting the money.
They've been here now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they? Yeah, they already had that cycle due.
Amy,
that's
if you're in school,
that was the initial aim.
I just think you're already going to be going. If you're getting it, it's just going to help you.
It'll help you.
It's, they wouldn't have known.
And it guarantees one thing, the requirements for the scholarship itself.
And they'll be glad to see it in February.
Maybe I'll get a check in.
I've been to school many times when I didn't get the Osage scholarship until March, maybe. Sometimes even when the stuff is happening, it might have been later. Your school will work with you usually.
Okay.
So the deadline's going to be February 1st?
I think that would be good.
I'll agree with it because we're pretty late getting this out. So I think in the future we should try and have it where they have it, the knowledge of it by the time they start the semester. That's a committee thing we can talk about and do. Recommendation the next time.
Okay.
Let's stick with the February 1st to hear that. Cause
anything else?
I'd
like to have a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to adjourn.
I give it to motion to adjourn by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin. No discussion, call for the question.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman
I'll
Boone?
Right
yes.
Okay. Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Before I actually have my vote, so we're still in session here, we want to give a report. Joseph couldn't make it in. We took care of that well in Smith property. The rig pulled off long ago, so we're set. And that's all I need to say, and yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We're out.
Before my little brain quits, this is for an agenda item. Who takes care of agendas?
No.
You, Lacey?
Lacey.
I didn't realize till we was at the end of this that we didn't get in the